Amphorae are a type of vessel or container, mostly ceramic, used for storing and transporting of foods and liquids, most commonly wine, and have been used for thousands of years. To seal these vessels in ancient times, it was common to make stoppers out of some type of mortar, clay, or plaster material, sometimes also secured further with a sealing wax. The earliest specimen we found is around 8,000 years old, discovered in Georgia, dated to around 6,000 BCE. In China, we discovered amphora around 6,800 years old, discovered in Banpo, a Neolithic site of the Yangshao culture, dated to around 4,800 BCE. And many amphorae have been found around the Mediterranean region, dating back as far as around 3,500 BCE, around 5,500 years ago. They were widely used by the ancient Egyptians, Greeks, and other cultures around those times. They're even still in use today, mainly in the wine industry in Western culture. They range greatly in size and design, some being less than 30 centimeters, but most typically measure around 45 centimeters. The larger amphorae, however, could measure up to 1.5 meters, and would often need more than one person to carry, especially when filled, and may even need 3 or 4 people in some cases, as some of the large amphorae could hold up to around 80 litres, whereas most of the medium-sized amphorae held between 20 and 40 litres. A typical Roman wine amphorae, for example, held around 39 litres. They were so cheap to make that they would often be broken after use, and parts could be written on for reasons such as a receipt for goods. They were so mass-produced during the Roman era that a mountain of broken pottery was found in Rome called Monte Testaccio, and is the largest of its kind discovered. The circumference of this mountain of pottery is around 1 kilometer. It's around 50 meters tall and contains the remains of an estimated 53 million amphorae, showing the sheer scale of amphorae production during the rule of the Roman Empire. Some amphorae were made with flat bases and adorned with glorious artworks by master artists. These particular amphorae would usually be used at a table or in a room as a set piece, and obviously the smaller vessels would be more practical and easier to pour from. But a peculiar characteristic of most amphorae is for them to have pointed bases, and there were various reasons for this design choice. Most commonly known is for transporting goods overseas, as with their shape would allow them to be packed neatly together with ropes fed through the handles securing them. They would most likely be stored in racks and would have a lower chance of breaking on a journey as they rocked back and forth together, compared to a sharp flat bottom which would provide a sharp edge for the vessels to break more often. They could also have reeds and other softer material packed around them to help dampen any potential damage. The pointed base would also help collect deposits from liquids with suspended particles, such as olive oil and wine, helping keep the liquids purer, as nobody really wants bits in their liquid that they're drinking. The general shape of most amphorae would also help aid in the fermentation process, allowing gases to rise up the sides of the vessel and fall back down the middle, helping the circulation for the sugars to turn to alcohol. In some archaeological finds, there have been hundreds, even thousands of amphorae found on a single ship which sunk during transport. For example, a shipwreck known as the Fiscardo was found around the northeastern tip of Greece's Kefalonia Island and possessed an estimated 6,000 amphorae, which I believe is still the largest find to date. The pointed bases would also allow them to be stored upright in soft ground like sand or mud. But another reason I've thought for a while and haven't found anyone hypothesize when reading about the purpose of the shape of these pointed bottom amphorae is that when stored in the ground, it would also help keep the liquids cooler. The region around the Mediterranean, for example, can get rather hot, especially further south in the likes of Egypt, for example, where the temperatures during the day frequently rise above 40 degrees Celsius or 104 Fahrenheit. Terracotta has a slight cooling effect on liquids naturally, so can cool contents by a few degrees if left above the surface on a table, for example, but storing them in the ground where the temperature just below the surface can be far cooler during the day would help to cool the contents further. Plus, it would help keep them at a more consistent temperature during the day and night, no matter what the fluctuations in temperature above the ground were. which is extremely desirable for storing drinkable liquids like wine, water, and beer, etc.
But right now we're reading about 94.5 degrees. So I'm gonna put this down here. There it goes. Actually, I can feel cold air coming from there. But this, of course, is probably about 7 feet underground. So let's pull this back up and let's see what the actual thermometer is reading. Oh, 82.2, so just a little cooler than what was in there, which is about 13 degrees cooler than the ambient temperature in here.
Measurements have been conducted in different regions to test the temperature of the surface compared to below the surface. And for example, with a test on sand dunes in the Namib Desert, the difference between the surface temperature and up to around a foot under the surface in the summer was measured to be as much as 11 degrees Celsius cooler, and in the winter up to 20 degrees Celsius cooler. Another measurement conducted in soil in Indonesia shows a drop in temperature up to 5 meters below the surface to be up to around 10 degrees Celsius cooler. After a few meters depth, the temperature usually levels off and then gradually gets warmer the deeper you go. But proximity to water or groundwater can also have a noticeable effect, as a drier subsurface can't transfer heat away as efficiently as a slightly water-saturated subsurface. But it's usually between the first 0.5 and 5 meters below the surface that offers the lowest temperature for the most optimal subsurface cooling effect, which a half-buried amphorae would be surrounded by, which would also be within the depth of a typical room below the surface like a cellar. We take advantage of this below surface cooling today in ways like passive air conditioning, where an inlet, usually a pipe or tunnel, feeds air under the surface to cool the surface air, then guides it up into a building to cool the air, and as heat rises, the lower warm air is continually replaced by cool air. And buildings are often designed with roofs or chimneys that help make this effect as efficient as possible. It's also the same reason people have wine cellars to keep their precious wine at a cool and consistent temperature. Or even if you've been in any type of basement which isn't heated, you've probably noticed it's usually cooler than the surface level of the building, as it is surrounded by cooler subsurface ground or material. I can imagine ancient people living in their huts in the hot or even desert climates taking advantage of this cooling effect, keeping perhaps multiple amphorae in holes dug to keep their beverages cool, ready for a refreshing drink during the heat of the day. So what do you think? I would love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Well, thank you very much for watching. Please subscribe, like, and share this video. Please also consider joining my Patreon or become a channel member on YouTube. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care of yourselves out there.